Week 1, Wednesday, Terse. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Why bother with this nonsense? Live the day. It's here and now, and even if it's true that acts resound beyond the grave, why stew and fret about it? You'll have time to pray and beg for mercy when you're old, and he will say, "My child, my friend, come in. You see, I knew how weak you were, and I still cherish you." In love for you, he'll fling his wrath away. Oh, yes, it sounds good, just as sin feels fine while it proceeds to smash our lives. The act is not condemned because he hates it, but because he sees what's there, and he knows what we know ourselves, though we deny the fact. So get behind. This branch stays on the vine. Please, Master, lead me along the path of your commandments. Psalm 119, Part 5. Educate me, please, in the demands of your laws, and I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law. I will observe it with all my heart. Lead me along the path of your commandments, because that is where my pleasure is. Please attract my heart to your orders and not to greed. Turn my eyes away from futile things and renew me in your way of life. Please plant what you say into your slave, who has devoted his soul to respecting you, and keep me from the humiliation I dread, because your orders are good. You see, my longing is for the rules you have given, and so give me life in your virtue. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please, Master, lead me along the path of your commandments. It is a privilege to hear what God says and preserve it in your heart. Part 6. Follow me with your mercy, please, Yahweh. Bring me rescue, as you have said. Then I will have an answer to the ones who insult me, because I trust in what you say. Please do not take your words of truth from my mouth, because I have put my hope in the rules you give, and I will keep your law at every moment, from now until the end of time. And I will walk about in freedom, because my goal is your laws. I will keep speaking your orders to kings, and will hold my head high. I will find my joy in your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate upon your regulations. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. It is a privilege to hear what God says and preserve it in your heart. Reading 1 Peter 1, 13-14. Roll up the sleeves of your minds and keep control of yourselves. You shall put absolute hope in the blessing to be conferred on you when Prince Jesus comes out of concealment. Like docile children, you should not take as your pattern the desires you used to have in your ignorance. Dear God of truth, Father of everyone, since you sent your Spirit as promised to bring together in love all those sin has driven apart, please give us the strength to work for your blessings of unity and peace in the world. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.